Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to our team coverage of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh List, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
Got all the big storylines from a one-of-a-kind Chicago Marathon, but right now let's head to Leila Rahimi along with today's men's champion, the Ugandan giant, Jacob Kiplimo. Leila?
Jacob Kiplimo, congratulations on the win. What was this race like for you?
I think actually to me it was a good race to me to come here and run well and to win the race, so I'm happy about it.
Can you compare what it was like to begin with for you, how fast you were going in the beginning of the race compared to the end? What did you think?
I think to me, actually, it was, you know, everyone was still fresh from 1 kilometer to half, then from 21 to around 35, everyone was still strong. But to me, I was always just keeping the pace.
You were able to race in London. This is only your second marathon. To make your Chicago debut and have this pattern, you know, what do you think this means for your future in marathon racing?
Wow, I think actually to me it's now, I think now I'm learning a lot about marathon. I think now I have to go back and then I keep adding more mileage. I know I will improve a lot.
Well, it shows already. You have a wonderful resume, you know, cross-country titles. You have a bronze medal in the Olympics. You know, how do you add all of this to your resume?
I think it's about I still want to achieve more goals, especially, you know, I have not yet win any gold medal for an Olympics, so I think I hope to get.
And then what do you like about Chicago?
I think actually for me it's about the atmosphere for here, especially people were cheering a lot, especially when they were turning almost the last 300 meters, the atmosphere was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I know this is your first Chicago Marathon. I know people will be cheering on you for your next Chicago Marathon. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Josh, back to you in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Broadcast Center near our finish line.
And like we have a bunch of times, we hope to see Jacob Kiplimo as a defending champ back in Chicago next year. Great to hear from the men's champion, along with Jenny Spangler, Trenier Mosier, Chris Wehrman, and Josh Cox. I'm Josh List. Yards away from the finish line here in Grant Park, it's a beautiful 50-something degree day, although I want to say it's probably gotten up into the low 60s at this point. Not that it matters. We've been able to crown four winners and two U.S. winners, and our top storyline today as we go down the line here, starting down with you, Jenny Spangler, Connor Mance set a new American record, an unofficial 2 hours, 4 minutes, 43 seconds. He said he was going after it. He's a man of his word.
Absolutely. And, you know, he stated weeks and weeks ago that he was going after this record. And a lot of times elite athletes, we kind of like to keep it under wraps till we kind of know for sure that's how our training's going. But he made the statement out there and he lived up to it today.
Josh Cox, he finished fourth overall, Mance, but the top American again with that U.S. record. He broke Khalid Kanucci's mark from over 20 years ago. What do you think about Mance and where he's at now as sort of the top name in U.S. marathon running?
Yeah, I mean, he asserted his dominance today, and he was unfazed by the Kip 2 announcement.
Oh, I'm going to ask you to hang on. Connor Mance is going to join us on the broadcast now with Layla Rahimi at the finish line. Take it away, Layla.
Pain Chamber has ended with a new American time of 2:04:43 unofficially. Connor Mance, this is something you had in your sights. What is the emotion going through your mind as you're able to set this goal?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I'm really tired right now, so the emotion's kind of gone. But, no, it's pretty special. This is something I've worked toward for a long time, and so it just feels, it's special to hit a record like that and hit a goal that, you know, I've set a while ago.
And I feel like the Chicago Marathon has been a special part of that for you. Now, this is where you made your marathon debut. What is it like to be able to do that here and just have another benchmark in your career like this?
Oh, it means a ton. I mean, this marathon is, like you said, it's where I ran my first marathon. It's where I ran the Olympic standard 2 years ago. And it's just kind of been a special marathon in my journey. So to be here at the Chicago Marathon setting the record, that is very special to me.
Talk to me about your race. You know, how did you feel going out in the beginning? What was the weather like for you? And then how you were able to end it here?
Yeah, the race went really well. That first mile was a little quick, a lot quicker than I was expecting. But then we kind of settled in, and it was good to have a group, good to work with a lot of other athletes. It was a lot of weird times where the wind would kind of pick up, and then it would be at our backs. So it was nice to finish that last about 2 miles. Running next to Alex Masai. He's somebody I ran against in the NCAA. But it was nice to run with him the last 2 miles, we ran the last 10 miles together, but the last 2 miles, especially when we had the wind at our back.
Just to be able to say now that you will be able to say you can hold that U.S. record, what does that mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, this is, the marathon is special distance to me. I remember as a young kid watching my dad as he worked so hard to qualify for the Boston Marathon, and he's just a great example to me. And so, you know, watching him set the goal to run a marathon, and he did it as a way to lose weight and a way to stay motivated to stay healthy. And so it's really special to me to, kind of follow my dad in a way. It's a little bit different, but following his example means a lot.
Well, we're always looking forward to what is next for you, especially here, Connor. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now let's go back to you, Josh, in our Bank of America Score broadcast studio.
Thank you, Layla. Great to hear from Connor Mance talking about how he was once inspired by his father training for the Boston Marathon as a way to lose weight. Who would ever know that his son Connor here at age 28 would go on to become the U.S. record holder? No American has run a marathon faster than Connor Mance here in Chicago today. A sub 2:05 to break Khalid Kanucci's two-decade-plus long record, 2:04:43. And Jenny Spangler, as we move down the line and continue chatting, that Mance Pain Chamber, his ability to go into the zone and take it. It was interesting to hear once his emotions sort of subsided, he basically told Layla, I'm just really tired now.
Oh, absolutely. He put it all out there today. And as he said, you know, the field went out quick, but he was able to gather themselves. He was confident in his training and the strength of his training that he could carry through.
Yeah, and you saw it all from start to finish on Mance. He was a little farther back of the leaders, but he's certainly the name to contend with U.S. distance running here in the marathon level, Chris Wehrman. Mance is the man.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate in Chicago to see him continue to progress year after year. And when I was on the lead truck and talking to some of the other people that were with us, we were hoping not that the other elite athletes wouldn't perform well, but that with the effort he was putting forth, that he would be able to finish in the top five. And he was able to do so with that fourth place finish. So not only does he get the American record, but, you know, he'll be on, close to the podium and will be there now and the results in a way that's meaningful.
Yeah, and Josh, 7 world records have been set in Chicago, not this year, but this is only the fourth time the U.S. record has been broken in Chicago. Sort of a quirky fact there. But breaking the U.S. record is impressive anywhere you go. What more can we say about Mance?
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible. He showed in Boston this year with that 205.08 on that point-to-point non-record eligible course that he was capable of doing what he did today. And as you mentioned, Josh, he's now the fastest all-course record holder for Americans. 204.58 had been the standard from Ryan Hall back in Boston in 2011, and a record that also has stood the test of time in super shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fast and faster. So, yeah, we want to continue things, talking about the guy who was fourth on the women's side, Galen Rupp, who's sort of back on the scene. It was a sort of a fork in the road for Galen this year.
Yeah, it's great. And we just had step into our booth, Khalid Kanucci.
It is Khalid. You know, I thought for a second that couldn't be Khalid, but thank you. You know, it's been over 20 years since you and I spoke in this exact spot. I think you set the U.S. record in 2002, and then you set it again in 2003 in London, if my math is correct. And here today, over two decades later, to share this stage with you, of all people, to see Connor Mance do it. How you doing? How you feeling? How's it to be an ambassador of the race? What do you think Connor's performance today?
First of all, I'm feeling great. I'm having a good time here. And I think it was a great effort by him. I think the way he ran it, he ran smart with the group. He listened to his coach. He has great coaching advices around him. To see him doing it is, you know, it took him so long. I told him, what took you so long? So it's been 23 years since my American record. I thought that we should have a decent national record because everybody's running fast these days.
Yeah.
So he's moving great, and I think he has a bright future ahead of him.
So you've had a chance to congratulate him to him at the end of
the
race?
Sure. We came here to support him, to see history, and I'm glad that he did it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Josh, I know you got something for Khalid.
Yeah, Khalid, it's great to see you again. We were teammates on a world team together. We ran around Rancho Santa Fe and San Diego on some training runs. Always great to see you. You're a fantastic ambassador for the sport. Were you surprised that your record has stood the test of time, particularly with the advent of super shoes since 2016?
I was very surprised, and I thought that we had great athletes that had ability to break my American record. I think Mab won in New York and in Boston. Galen Rupp won here, and it was very close.
Yep.
And I think sometimes injury, sometimes bad luck didn't help the guys. Ryan Hall also won in Boston, and he ran an incredible time. So I think there were several guys who had a shot at it. It just didn't happen. It meant to happen today.
You also need the weather, and you need it all to kind of the stars.
I think you need that little bit of luck too, and I think the guys were capable of doing it. It just didn't happen.
Yep.
Can I ask you to stand by, Khalid? Layla Rahimi is with the women's champion right now, who we face us. So please stand by. We'd love to stick around and get your thoughts on what's happened. But Layla, go ahead and take it away.
Hi, Josh. I'm joined by a very happy Howie Fesa and her translator, Hannah Borenstein, who are joining me now, victorious after this Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Howie, let's just start with your experience here. How is the weather? How is it like being in Chicago for this race?
Chicago is በጣም አሪፍ ነው አየሩም ኮርሱም ቦታ በጣም አሪፍ ነው በጣም እኔ ደስ ብሎኛል ሲጀመር እኔ እዚ በመምጣቴ ራሱ በጣም ደስተኛ ነኝ እዚ ስለመጣው ማለት ነው ከዛ ኮርሱም አየሩም በጣም አሪፍ ነው አንደኛ
ተመችቶኛል just like this is the best course best weather I've had I came here didn't know and I was just like for me personally I'm so happy with just how the conditions kind of played out my experience here
congratulations and thank you
and going to send
thank you Josh, we're going to send it back to you in our Bank of America Chicago Marathon broadcast studio near the finish line.
Thank you. And as finishers continue to cross, we're joined by marathon great and former U.S. record holder Khalid Kanucci. How does that feel to hear after what Connor Mance did today? You still good with it?
It's cool by me. No,
yeah,
no worries whatsoever. No, happy for him. I hope he can lead and he can be an inspiration for U.S. athletes. I think we got used to win here, so with Galen Rupp and I and you know and other athletes in the past, so we gotta come and bring their history again here and do it.
Khalid, I'd just like to ask you, as someone who's raced here, won here, what did you think of the men's field today as a whole? I mean, they went out in like 156, 157. What were your thoughts at the beginning of this race?
I think the moves in the middle of the race didn't help the time that we saw. I think this guy is capable of breaking the world record here. I think with good coaching advices, I think he definitely can. I think Kerry should bring him back, and I'm sure he will do it here. We want to have a world record here in Chicago.
Yeah, the world record belongs in Chicago. Interesting that it's been set seven times in Chicago, but with what Connor Mance did today is only the fourth time the U.S. record has been set in Chicago. And along with Wesley Kiptoo, Ryan Ford, and Galen Rupp, they're your top four Americans. It's interesting that at age 39, Galen Rupp is now back in the conversation as one of the top U.S. runners.
It's good to see him back. I think he has to deal with a lot of injuries, and that's very frustrating for an athlete. I've been through a lot, and he's been through a lot too. So I admire him for his effort, for his work ethic. I think he'll be back even better.
Yeah, and it's interesting that we got the news overnight, breaking news that Kenyan Wesley Kiptoo had become a new U.S. citizen and would be racing for the U.S. today. Yeah, so Connor Mance woke up or got a late night phone call that he had extra competition. Now, Khalid Kanouchi, marathon great, you once raced for Morocco and became a U.S. citizen, were able to race for the United States. With your perspective on that, what did you think about Kiptoo all of a sudden running for a different country today?
That's cool. This is good. It'll, you know, like I help and inspire others, I think Kiptoo will inspire others. And I hope he can do well, because I feel that I broke world record for the United States, but my goal was always bringing the gold in the Olympics. I didn't do it. Injuries, you know, stand in my way. But, you know, I wish him well. I think he will help the sport. We have to look into the positive side of it.
Yeah, the great Khalid Kanouchi is with us on our SCORE Marathon broadcast. And so is Natasha Rogers with our Layla Rahimi, the U.S. women's champ. What do you have, Layla? Tap us in.
A victorious Natasha Rogers here, finishing, of course, as the top American woman in this Bank of America Chicago Marathon. What's the emotion like for you, just as you've gotten done with this race, running an excellent race today?
I literally couldn't stop crying a minute ago. There's so much emotion that goes into this. Every step of the training block, every step of the whole course, it's so much mind over matter, and to know that I did it and to finish top American means the absolute world to me.
Well, it's incredible to see as well. It was said that you ran a very tactically smart race. What did you like about your timing and your ability to finish?
Thank you. Yeah, it's all about running your race out there and being smart. I always say, this is not for rookies. This is for, like, you got to be a wise old lady out there. And I, you know, I ran conservative based off of my training, and brought it in home. And I'm so happy to finish top American today.
Well, and this is also a continuance of a very good year for you. The Nagoya Women's Marathon, it's called your breakthrough. You know, how do you put this together and to be able to continue that for you here in Chicago?
Well, last year was a rough year for me, and this takes years of development, and you got to go through those hard years, and it pays off. If you get through it, you're gonna have a good race. And to have two great races this year is really important, because I need a future in this career, and for 2028 Olympics, I really want to keep building for that.
Thank you so much for sharing your time and these moments with us, Natasha. Once again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Josh, we'll go back to you in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Broadcast Center near our finish line.
Oh, that was something touching there. She couldn't stop crying. So much mind over matter. The top U.S. finisher in the women's race, Natasha Rogers. We just heard from her with Layla Rahimi, host of Rahimi Harrison Grody on the score. Coverage of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon will continue the rest of this hour. So no matter what, Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox and Trenier Mosier and Chris Weirman, yards from the finish line, no matter what on our broadcast, we seem to always be on a four-hour pace. We can't seem to break it, but that's okay. We're on until 11, mashing it up. What did you think about what Natasha Rogers had to say after her top U.S. finish?
Oh, just very, very proud of her. She has had a few rough years, you know, but like we said, this has been a breakthrough year for her, and I like that she went out consistently. I was thinking, oh, she should have talked to our elite men for a little bit before the start of the race, but she went out at her pace, her control, and it, you know, really worked well for her today.
And Trenere Moser, at age 34, Natasha Rogers is, you know, 10 years older than some of these other competitors. So where do we find Rogers in her career at this point? She just crossed as the top U.S. finisher here in the Chicago Marathon, but 28th at the trials, February of 24. What should we make of Natasha Rogers and what's next?
She's just really hitting that second wind. I mean, we're seeing it in the results, obviously, from the past, and even today. She's still performing at a very high level. To come here and run fast, it's just been amazing to watch. Just like Jenny said, super proud of what she has done, and she's still showing that she has a lot left.
And Natasha Rogers certainly has a lot left. So the top women's finisher among Americans is Rogers. I want to say she was fifth in the Houston Half Marathon last January, showing a little bit of form. As Trenere and Jenny explained, she's coming into that sort of part of her career where she can make an impact. Are you surprised at all, Josh, that was Natasha, the top American women's finisher?
Yeah, not at all. I mean, no one has ever questioned her ability. She has all the ability in the world. She made U.S. world track teams in the 10,000 in 2022 and 2023. The question with Natasha is not the ability, it's her durability and just staying healthy and being able to put together a build. And her debut marathon of the trials didn't go well, 28th, 2:34:41, but this year has been in just a meteoric rise. 2:23 in Nagoya in March. She ran 68:42 in the half in Copenhagen in her build-up race last month. We knew all signs were pointing to a fantastic marathon, and she delivered today in spades.
Yeah, Natasha Rogers. How many Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle champs?
That's right.
You've done the shuffle a few times, haven't you, Chris Wehrman? What do you think this means in the big picture of U.S. running, that Natasha Rogers is now the U.S. champ?
Well, it shows that, for starters, you were joking earlier about the 4 hours, and consistency is key. And so, you know, just because you don't run fast necessarily when you're younger, putting in the miles, continuing to stay the course, trying to stay healthy, putting in the races, you know, over time, good things can happen. And as Josh was saying, I mean, she has some great results, so sometimes it just takes a while to put them all together for a race like this where everything still has to go well on one day, and it's not always easy to do that.
Top American women's finisher, Natasha Rogers, behind the women's champion, Hawi Fassa, the 26-year-old from Ethiopia, the men's champion in Chicago, 2:02:23, no world record, the Ugandan giant, Jacob Kiplimo, and the top American finisher, a new U.S. record, our top storyline here in the 47th running of the Chicago Marathon, Connor Mance, 2:04:43. He wanted to break 2:05. All of a sudden, I look over my shoulder. Where else is it? Is that Khalid Kanucci? Yes, it is Khalid Kanucci over my shoulder. He was gracious enough to join us. And what a sportsman, what a gentleman, the past champion, and for over 20 years held the U.S. record, and couldn't be any more excited to see someone break that mark, as he described to us moments ago here on The Score. So those are the men's and women's races. Marcel Hoog, the silver bullet, as if, wins another men's race, sixth time in Chicago, second most all time. And Susanna Scaroni, Champagne's own, in a redemption victory from Flat Tire in Chicago a year ago to a 1:38:14 first place finish. Scaroni, Hoog, Fassa, Kiplimo, and the top American finishers, Rogers and Mance, are the storylines. Along with our cast of experts, we've got a long way to go. Stick with us until the top of the hour. I want to thank a lot of folks who make this possible. Bank of America, Abbott, Kia, BioFreeze, can't run without it, Culligan, Advocate Healthcare, Shox, and Michelob Ultra. Thank you for supporting us and The Score. We'll be back with a lot more. Stick around. It's The Score's coverage of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kia has 10 electrified utility vehicles to choose from. Whether you're ready to take a Kia Sportage Turbo Hybrid on a road trip, a professional looking to navigate traffic in an EV9, or someone who wants electric for every day and fuel for far away with a Sorento plug-in hybrid, Kia has something for you. Find out more at your local Kia showroom today. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. The 2025 Sorento PHEV has an EPA estimated all-electric range of 31 miles on a full battery charge. Actual range will vary.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but green means go. BioFreeze menthol products will be available to sample at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race party. BioFreeze menthol products are topical pain relievers that provide a cooling sensation when applied to areas experiencing muscle and joint soreness. BioFreeze menthol products can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey, from training to race day and recovery. Come learn the proper ways to recover with a physical therapist and experience the cooling relief of BioFreeze menthol products for yourself.
It's just a run until it's a race. Until you put everything on the line to cross the line. And it's just water until it's Culligan. Because when it comes to running your marathon, you get out what you put in. So train with cleaner, safer, better-tasting water. And go further with certified Culligan filtration. Culligan, water you love.
Culligan is a proud partner of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and the title sponsor to the Abbott World Marathon Majors. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's mission is to help people live healthier, fuller lives. This year, Abbott launched Team Abbott, a community of runners who have been impacted by health challenges but refuse to let those challenges define them. To learn more about how you can register for a chance to run the Abbott World Marathon Majors with Team Abbott, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend, or visit abbott.com/marathons. Marathon Day is almost here, Chicago. You've got the miles and dialed in the playlist. Now let's talk gear. Shox, the official headphone partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, delivers incredible sound with a signature open-ear design that keeps you aware on the road, connected to the crowd, and motivated mile after mile. Find yours at shox.com. Shox. Be open.
It doesn't matter if you're running drills at the park, playing pickup on a Saturday, or sinking the final putt. When you compete with your friends with Michelob Ultra on the line, competition isn't that friendly. The trash talk, next level, and the stakes, oh, those are crystal clear. With only 95 calories and superior smooth taste, it's the ultimate trophy. Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2025, Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back to our team coverage of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
In a city that breaks records, we saw a U.S. men's record fall. One of the huge storylines we're talking about on the Score's coverage of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The winners are in, but the talking points are incredible. We saw Connor Mance break that U.S. mark by more than a couple, by less than a minute, but it was held by more over 20 years, and we spoke with Khalid Kanucci, and he was so gracious in talking about how he cheered Mance on. Natasha Rogers is the U.S. women's winner. Hawaii Faisa, the women's champ. Jacob Kiplimo, the Ugandan giant, the men's winner. Silver Bullet Marcel Hoog takes the chair victory. And Susanna Scaroni, in a redemption victory from flat tire to victory this year, is the women's wheelchair champ. Hey, it's Josh Liss alongside Jenny Spangler, Josh Cox, and Trenier Mosier and Chris Weirman. Trenier and Chris followed the elites along the course. We're going to go through it right now, guys, but it's impossible to talk about anything related to this Chicago Marathon without first talking about how the weather set the pace, set the tone for today, and how Connor Mance was able to break 2:05.
Oh, absolutely. Weather played a huge factor in all of the races today for everybody. Connor Mance came into this very fit. He stated weeks ago, this is what I want to do, and he delivered.
The Mance pain chamber. We can't say enough about that. There is pain involved, Trenier Mosier, in winning a race and competing in this race. No one seems to handle it better as far as any U.S. runners than Connor Mance.
No, Connor, he's just a gutsy runner. He said back in June that, hey, I want to go to Chicago and I want to break the American record. So he came in here super confident, super just ready. Just talking to his coach, like, we knew he was ready. So we knew that statement that he was making back in June could definitely come true today.
Josh Cox, you're part of three U.S. national teams. You were able to share a greeting with the marathon great Khalid Kanucci. You know, you guys were in the same generation of marathon runners. What did you see from Mance today as he broke Kanucci's U.S. mark that makes him such a standout, that makes him such a... So what makes Connor Mance Connor Mance?
Yeah, well, first of all, he races with fire, and he loves to compete up front. If he had his druthers, I imagine he would want to be at the very front and go through with those guys up front. But he is also smart, and he mentioned, he's like, yeah, we were a little hot that first mile. And then they immediately settled back in. And so when I was just looking at his splits, 102:18 at the half. I mean, you talk about executing a race plan and coming in 204:43, breaking Khalid Kanucci's 23-year-old American record of 205:38. He almost took a minute off of it. So it's a huge deal. But records are not owned. Records are on loan. And so Khalid had this AR for 23 years, and it was cool to catch up with him a little bit. We hadn't chatted here in Chicago this weekend. It's always good to see him. And you understand as your records get broke that this is cool. Time passes on. Father Time is undefeated. Someone else takes the crown, and Mance has it now.
Yeah, he's a gentleman, Khalid Kanucci. Mance, as I bring you in, Chris Weirman, for the seventh year in a row, you covered the lead elite men from the front of the pack. No one's had that kind of point of view on world records that were set, on Mance's U.S. record today. But it was Jacob Kiplimo of Uganda, age 24, who won on the men's side. So pick up on what we're talking about on Mance, and then the difference between him and the men's winner, Kiplimo, today.
Well, it is very important, as Josh just mentioned, to run these race plans. These athletes are obviously machines, right? Not only because they run at these incredible paces for such a long period of time, but they train for these specific paces. And what we saw for Mance with this close to even splits is very important, and that's how we have seen some of these records in the past. Kipton's world record here 2 years ago was negative split. Today, with Kiplimo, what we saw was a very, very fast pace. Five athletes running 15 seconds faster than the prescribed time, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it is, through the halfway point. And he was actually at 30K, which is 18 and a half miles, a minute faster than where Kipton was 2 years ago for the world record. And as you can see, he missed a world record by almost 2 minutes. So you go out too fast, you put it too much on the line, that last 10K can be very painful.
Yeah, Jacob Kiplimo is the winner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon men's race. I don't want to say new to the scene because he made a smash debut in London earlier this year, but with starting with you, Jenny Spangler, what more can we add on Jacob Kiplimo? And is it fair to say that Chicago could put its marathon champ up against any others around the world at this point?
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubt in my mind. And we talked earlier about people are saying that Jacob Kiplimo could be the guy that is the first person to ever break the two-hour mark. And just the way I watched him race today, attack the race, fearless, I would agree with them. And I liked what he said in the interview, that he's still learning. I mean, he's learning about how to approach the marathon, how to train for it, and we have not... He's got a lot more in him.
Trainer Jacob Kiplimo, what did he have going for him coming into this race, and what do you think he proved? Because with that thin amount of experience, only sort of an insider like you and the rest of the team here can maybe flesh out how he was poised to be a co-favorite today.
He's a competitor. You come in here, you know that you're a competitor. You know you've put in all of this hard work. You've put in all of the training. End of the day, you just want to see it materialize. He came in here very confident, and he was able to see that all of that hard work that he's been doing over probably the last really hard training of the last 8 weeks, he got that victory today.
The inexperience, though, Josh Cox, what made you believe that he could be a potential winner here today, Kiplimo?
Well, he's only 24 years old, second marathon, but I thought that he would win today, honestly, if I had to put my money on anybody because of his pedigree. I mean, he's a two-time world cross-country champion, one of the most competitive distance races in the world, and perhaps most notably, he clocked 56.42 in Barcelona over 13.1 miles. That's 48 seconds faster than anyone in the history of the half marathon. So when you talk about feeling comfortable coming through, say, in 60 flat, he could do that here. You can visualize it because he's a 56.42 half marathoner. He's going through 3 minutes slower than his half pace, which if you were a 104 guy, yeah, you can go through in 107, no problem. You know, you'll be comfortable. So there is that buffer there. And honestly, today, had they not cooked it so hot at 157 pace early on, I believe he would have broken the course record, which is the world record. So he'll be back. We get these lap-like conditions again, and I think we see Kiplimo break Kipton's world record.
Kiplimo and Mance in Chicago 2026, and who knows what else. This race came in with like nine sub-205 guys to begin with. Such a fast start for the men. Only Kiplimo would finish first, and Connor Mance, who finished fourth, broke 205 and set a new U.S. record. Along with our cast of experts here at the finish line, I'm Josh Liss. We're talking about all the big storylines for about another half hour with you on Sports Radio 670, the Score's coverage of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Turning the page over to the U.S. women's winner, who told our Layla Rahimi she couldn't stop crying. I almost wanted to, you know, shed a tear alongside with her. 34-year-old Natasha Rogers is today's top American. Jenny Spangler, what more can you say about Natasha's job today?
Well, we had a good, strong American field today, and for her to come out on top was just another breakthrough in this huge year that she's been having.
Mm-hmm. And Trenier, she also told Layla it was so much mind over matter. Natasha wasn't at the front of the women's pack. She's in that next group. So when she says there's so much mind over matter, what's she actually describing in that race?
There's so much self-talk that has to go into these races. There's constant preparing, but there's really nothing that prepares you for actually when you're like in the battle, when you're in the race. So you are constantly having to talk to yourself, say, hey, I can do this. Hey, all of that work that I've done, like, this is it. This is time to go. And I think that's what she's referring to, is just talking away that self-doubt and really believing in yourself in these moments.
And how would you describe what you saw in the winner, Haui Fesa of Ethiopia, ranked 21 in the world? That's bound to go up, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. That's the first-time winner. I mean, there could be nothing like it. She ran an incredible race. She came in here with a plan, and she really stuck with that plan from the first moment off the line. She really wanted to target 2:14, and she did. She ran evenly across the board. I know she's been really just focusing on her training, and honestly, it's been in the details, she had said for her at the press conference. She had been really working on the small things of just taking care of yourself, the stretching. All of those little things do add up to make you a victor.
First time Chicago champion in her U.S. debut, not just her Chicago debut. Someone like Fesa, Josh Cox, like Trenier's describing, must have to pay extra. It probably takes longer in their minds just to stay on top of the details, not having that experience. And then you're going across the pond to a different country to make your debut. Oh my goodness, I'm going to interrupt you right now. It's the moment in the marathon where you see people coming together to help someone else across the line. A gentleman has fallen down, and now with two others, arm in arm, are pulling him across, and now he can say he finished the Chicago Marathon. You know, those brief moments of humanity come flashing before our eyes, and I apologize to distract you. That's what happens here when you're tracking along with the runners. But Haui Fesa is who I'm back to, and with that lack of stateside experience, it's just one more reason to think today was extra special for her.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what we just witnessed in front of us with those two guys helping the fallen athlete, and it's moving. I mean, you see it, and it's like you journey with these guys. You didn't know them when that gun went off, but you become friends out there because you're all moving towards this collective goal. And to watch them pick them up, it's not unlike what her teammates, her training partners can do for her. The silver medalist, the Berlin Marathon winner. You draw off of all of those experiences from them. It's a shared experience. But she set the course record at Frankfurt. She had the pedigree. But what she did today, better than anyone else, to Trenier's point about pacing, she was 1:07:30 at the half. That's 2:15 flat pace. She finished 2:14:56. Negative split by 4 seconds. That is as good as you can get.
I mean, Chris Weirman, we found a negative split.
There are
one
some
on the men's side.
There are some, and they're important because this is, you know, these flat courses tend to make it easier to negative split if you don't get out too fast. But it is hard not to go out too fast. The weather was great this morning. Wind was down. It was still, the sun wasn't really up yet like it is now. And so it makes it easy to go out fast. But if you go out too fast, you will pay the price more often than not in the later stages of the race.
We've got a little bit longer to share with you on the air here on The Score. Stick with us a little bit later as we move on towards the top of the hour. And I want to ask you, Jenny Spangler, about Susanna Scaroni's win. We've spoken with her over the years. The 34-year-old who trains in the wheelchair in Champaign has overcome so many obstacles to make this a redemption-style victory here today in Chicago. She's been on the podium all around the world, but this one here today must taste a little bit better for Susanna.
Honestly, I was so happy for her today. After last year's flat tire, she always, whenever I talk to her, she's like, I love the hilly courses. I struggle on the flat courses. And she was brilliant today. And I really think last year was in her mind. But she recently came off a Sydney win. She won Boston earlier this year. She and Catherine De Bruyner always have this big battle every, you know, time that they race together. So for her to come back and win today, this was just huge for her.
Yeah, and Trenier Moser, Susanna Scaroni left the defending champ Catherine De Bruyner in her dust. She was not to be seen for most of that race. What can you add on Scaroni and what she's been able to do to get back on the top of the podium today in Chicago?
it's always what makes a champion. It's the obstacles. It's the setbacks. She did not let that bother her. She did not let that get her down. And she came here and really competed. And I'm sure she wanted it more than anything else. So it was just, it was really, really fun and exciting to see her get that victory today.
Yeah. And really, if we were betting against Susanna Scaroni, just because her form seemed to dip, it's actually her form kind of sparkled over this past year with Boston, a win for the second time, second in London in April, won New York last year. So, you know, it was tricky to describe, Josh Cox, what kind of form Scaroni had coming into the race versus a loaded field of nine-time winner Tatiana McFadden, the defending champ Catherine De Bruyne. It just makes it that much more special what she's been able to pull off.
Yeah, it does. I mean, when I was looking at it and handicapping the event, I thought De Bruyne would be the one and then Scaroni would challenge. And really, last year, it's a testament to her character, and it's champion's character, where you get a flat, and it's not at mile 20, it's at mile 3. You're not even 5K into this thing, and you have to figure out how to get this push rim back on the road and working. She stayed in it. She finished 12th. The easy thing to do there as a champion, the way that she is, hey, live to fight another day. I'm going to DNF. This isn't going to be it.
12th last year with a flat tire to first this year, Chris. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're running, you're in a chair. I mean, you have a setback, you set a goal, and she smashed it.
Yeah, and confidence breeds confidence. So when you start to get those little victories, you know, a healthy run, a slightly faster paced run than you expected, you know, you complete a race, you know, even if it's not necessarily at a high level, you know, for all these athletes, each of those little victories build and build and build, so that what we see is 53,000 people today lacing up their shoes, getting on the course and finishing the marathon.
Another record falls at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We've got another segment with you, so stick around as we talk all about it with our cast of experts. I'm Josh Liss. Back after this, stick around on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My marathon isn't about time. It's about my 26 friends with intellectual disabilities I'm dedicating each mile to. I'm Joseph. I'm running my first Bank of America Chicago Marathon for Special Olympics Illinois to help give my friends a place to shine.
Join Bank of America in supporting Joseph's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Joseph. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
Marathon Day is almost here, Chicago. You've got the miles and dialed in the playlist. Now let's talk gear. Shox, the official headphone partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, delivers incredible sound with a signature open-ear design that keeps you aware on the road, connected to the crowd, and motivated mile after mile. Find yours at shox.com. Shox, be open.
Kia has 10 electrified utility vehicles to choose from. Whether you're ready to take a Kia Sportage Turbo Hybrid on a road trip, a professional looking to navigate traffic in an EV9, or someone who wants electric for every day and fuel for far away with a Sorento plug-in hybrid, Kia has something for you. Find out more at your local Kia showroom today. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. The 2025 Sorento PHEV has an EPA estimated all-electric range of 31 miles on a full battery charge. Actual range will vary.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but green means go. BioFreeze menthol products will be available to sample at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race party. BioFreeze menthol products are topical pain relievers that provide a cooling sensation when applied to areas experiencing muscle and joint soreness. BioFreeze menthol products can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey from training to race day and recovery. Come learn the proper ways to recover with a physical therapist and experience the cooling relief of BioFreeze menthol products for yourself. A life in motion is a life well lived. As you prepare for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, Advocate Healthcare is here to help you stay strong through every mile. If joint pain and lingering aches try to slow you down, our nationally recognized orthopedic experts are ready to step in with same and next day appointments available close to home. Because when you feel best on your feet, there's no limit to how far you can go. Advocate Healthcare, proud to be the official healthcare partner of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Running is how I cope with the grief from losing loved ones to a mental health crisis. I'm Bria. I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon for No Stigmas to create more mental health advocates. Even if just one person can avoid the same loss, that would be enough.
Join Bank of America in supporting Bria's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Bria. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
Back to our team coverage of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
Another record has been smashed on Marathon Sunday in Chicago. It's Josh Liss with our experts, Jenny Spangler, Trinier Mosier, Josh Cox, and Chris Weirman. Another moment with you, Jenny. We've seen winners up and down, but no one broke a record quite like American Connor Mance, a new U.S. record.
Absolutely. He stated earlier this year that he wanted to break this record. He's just had a standout year this year with a half marathon American record earlier this year. He got it done.
There's no one quite like Connor Mance repping the U.S., Trinier. What can you add?
204.43. That is so impressive and so amazing. It's just been amazing to watch Connor just continue to progress in his career and obviously just continue to lead the American distance runner.
Yeah, Josh Cox, you saw Mance 204.43, like Trinier mentioned. Just the fourth time the U.S. record's been broken. Marathon great Khalid Kanucci's record stood for over 20 years until today.
Yeah, 23-year-old record, 205.38. It's something that American distance runners, marathoners have been looking up at for a long, long time, over two decades, and we knew that Mance could do it, and it was really a testament to his tenacity, his perseverance, his health, but 102.18 at the half, 204.43. He took 55 seconds off a 23-year-old record. No small feat.
Once inspired by his father, training for the Boston Marathon. Just like the everyday runners, Mance has come this far, Chris Wehrman. It's an amazing arc, and it was interesting to hear him touch into some of that inspiration.
Yeah, it's also what's amazing to me is to break that 205 mark, which really opens up another door for elite athlete men to be able to come out and say, look, this is one of our teammates, this is one of our training partners. He's now gotten under that 205 mark. We have the opportunity to do so as well.
And the winner of the men's race in 202.23, the Ugandan giant, the heavyweight champion of Chicago streets, Jacob Kiplimo. Welcome to town, and we hope to have Kiplimo back in the race next year. Howie Faisa is the women's champ. We knew the throne was open, Jenny. How impressed were you with what Faisa did?
Oh, she had a very impressive race today. It's always fun to welcome in a new champion. The women's field went out steady, consistent, controlled their pacing, and I was just really impressed how she was able to break away the field with the two-minute PR.
Yeah, and a first-time Chicago Marathon champ, Trenier, in her U.S. debut.
It was so amazing to watch. From the gun, she knew what she was going to do, and I just was able to watch her slowly pull away from the whole field. She took the lead early, and she kept the lead the whole way, and she remained strong the whole way. So it was just an amazing, just watch her get that first victory here
and
in
Josh,
Chicago.
Yeah, it absolutely was amazing here in Chicago to see Faisa get it. We can't discount the fact that she trains with Tejista Seffa, the second fastest all time. I mean, if we were splitting hairs, it sort of made sense to see that Faisa may get an edge by that.
Right, yeah, it's just a testament. I mean, training groups are everything, the work you're putting in, it's race days in the light, and you're on TV and you have the cameras, but this race was won out there on the course with her training partners, and the day in and day out grind, the doubles that you're doing, running 100, 120, 130 mile weeks, and coming here and putting it all on the line on race day and not messing it up. And she didn't mess it up. It was absolutely brilliantly paced, 107.30 at the half, exactly 215 flat pace, which is what she was shooting for, and 107.26 on the back half, 214.56 negative split. Just a brilliant, brilliant day for Faisa.
Yeah, Howie Faisa, Chris Wehrman, you were out in front of the lead men, but you know a 107.30 half is certainly blazing fast, even if the women didn't set a record. This is a new level in excellence that we're seeing out of Howie Faisa.
And she ran her race plan perfectly. Running that even split means that she was training for it. She knew what she had to do. She put herself in a position to be successful, and she was successful, which is phenomenal.
The inspirational return, the redemption victory for women's wheelchair champ Susanna Scaroni went down today, the fastest all time, but not on a world record eligible course. Today, she came back from a flat tire suffered in Chicago last year, and the 2022 Chicago Marathon champ Scaroni got to the top of the podium again today. Marcel Hoog won for the sixth time in Chicago today. The silver bullet was unchallenged as he blazed to a 123.20. We've got so many people to thank. The Scores coverage of the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is not left in the hands of myself and the cast of experts. We need a lot more folks to get it done. So I want to thank you, Jenny Spangler, Josh Cox, co-host here on the set, and following the lead male and female vehicles, Chris Wehrman and Trinier Moser. You guys are excellent. Kyle Milnemau from US 99. Producer Kyle, you're awesome. You joined us for the first time on the lead vehicle. Great point of view. Layla Rahimi, your interviews at the finish line. You brought tears out of these competitors at the start and finish line as well. Reed Diaz reporting. Great team. Great that you're joining us. Down in Pilsen, we heard from Gabe Ramirez. Chinatown around White Sox Park, we heard from Judson Richards. Thank you guys. Mike Esposito was up north around Gold Coast and North Allstead. And then behind the scenes, we've got a long list of folks to thank. Ryan Poor, thank you for all your support. Brandon Fryer, Tyler Farringall, Rich Wyatt, spinning the dials back here, keeping us sounding good. Thank you. Mike Cash, thanks. Peyton Shepkowski, Glenn Harris, Russ Matera, Tom Finnegan. Of course, the Bank of America staff helps us out. Dylan Riley, thank you. Ray Diaz, again, thanks. And Mitch Rosen for being in charge of everything. Thank you as well. The Chicago Marathon's four-hour broadcast on the Score is nearing its conclusion. We've announced the U.S. record has fallen. Connor Mance, who joined Layla at the end of his race, revealed I'm really tired right now, and brought out some humanity by saying he was once inspired by his father training for the Boston Marathon, and here he is as an adult at age 28. Mance is the record holder, the U.S. record holder. Fourth time it's been broken here in Chicago. Over 50,000 runners out on the course. A lot of them are still going. We hope if you're listening to us out on the track that you're supporting them and telling them to take it easy or hit the gas, depending on where they are. As we watch a stream of runners, dozens at a time in front of our eyes, cross down Columbus Drive to the north, underneath that finish line, they raise their arms as if they're all winners. And you know what? We feel like winners today. Jenny Spangler, thank you for your time. Any final thought?
Just a great day out there. As you said, we're watching these runners going down, all of them. You know, doesn't matter if you're an elite or you're a back-end runner. Everybody's out celebrating this great day and setting their own PRs.
Yeah, Josh Cox, we'll just send this out to average everyday runners. Now, the rest of this is up to you.
That's it. I mean, top to bottom, just an amazing day for Kiplimo, Hoog, Scaroni, Mance, what he was able to do, just awesome.
That was great stuff. Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler, let's do it again next year. I want to say congratulations to the winners and top finishers and most of the everyday people still running, the volunteers and thousands of boisterous supporters along the route. Thank you for listening. I'm Josh Liss. This has been the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670, The Score. They are off and rolling in the men's and women's elite wheelchair races here at the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The elite field is about to go with the city behind them, and the buzzer is off. The 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is underway. Marcel Hoog, the silver bullet, won't even have to push hard as he cruises across the finish line as a repeat winner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Susanna Scaroni from Champaign is back from a flat tire last year and crosses first. Susanna Scaroni, the women's winner in the wheelchair field in the 47th Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The Ugandan giant Jacob Kiplimo is now the heavyweight champion, the men's champion of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon in under 2 hours, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Connor Mance, who's trying to break 2:05 for a new U.S. record. Mance, outside of the Mance Pain Chamber, 2:04.39, has a new U.S. record. Connor Mance has done it. A record has fallen here in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. And in 2 hours, 14 minutes, 53 seconds, FASA is the Bank of America Chicago Marathon women's champion. From Ethiopia, Natasha Rogers is going to run her way through the finish line in an unofficial 2 hours, 23 minutes, 25 seconds. Congratulations to the top American finisher in the women's race.
Thank you to all the runners and volunteers who made the Bank of America Chicago Marathon a huge success. We hope to see you at next year's Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.